back to today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Top of the second hour this Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. And have you heard any of these things from your doctor? Or you know anyone who's heard that maybe they're having problems having children? You know, fertility rate is low, potential sterility, headaches, dizziness, fatigue, insomnia, chest pain, various pains, you know, something that doctors may call fibromyalgia. Is your MS acting up or anything like that? Well, it might just be that wonderful technology that we all love so much. Chances are it definitely has an impact and is contributing to the adverse health effects that many of us suffer. And, you know, then again, there's the issue of sterility, rising infertility rates. I mentioned the story, you know, all of this technology. And again, the big question is we can do some things ourselves, but if we're being herded into these large metropolitan centers as we have been for, well, decades now, really since the Club of Rome published its report, The Limits on Growth, back in the 70s, which became the first global revolution. Their book by Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider, published in the early 90s, I think 92, which corresponded with Maurice Strong's infamous speech at the 92 Rio Earth Summit, where he introduced the rewilding initiative, rewilding of the North American continent, for example, from, you know, the Y to Y corridor, the Yellowstone to Yukon corridor, 600,000 square miles. So we're going to rewild North America. And where are the people going to go? Well, we'll kill a lot of them off with these, you know, different slow kill methods, including the technology we'll get into in a second. But the rest will herd into the major metropolitan centers. And of course, corresponding to that, you have the Smart City Initiative. And how many of us have seen the pictures of folks installing these streetlights, for example? These, you know, streetlights that have all of the sensors on them. They're smarter, they're better. I mentioned, I think last week, within the last couple of weeks, the announcement Spokane just made a new partner for Urbanova. I don't know how you pronounce that. It's a made-up word. It's a portmanteau. A new partner for Urbanova. Marlene Feist, Director of Strategic Development Public Works. So Spokane, Washington has been tapped to be a smart city. And so there was an announcement Friday, October 19, 2018. And it reads, on a beautiful fall day, on a rooftop overlooking the University District, we learned that Verizon, one of our friends, would become a partner in Spokane's Urbanova initiative. Mayor David Condon, Mernalini Ingram, Vice President of Smart Communities at Verizon, and Kim Lentz, CEO of Urbanova, jointly announced this important new addition to Spokane Smart Cities collaboration. And I'm sure there were lots of folks there since they were on a rooftop, right? I mean, that's not weird or anything, right? We're going to make a public announcement on a rooftop. Does that tell you anything? It seems pretty clear to me. Verizon and Urbanova have formed an agreement to partner on developing a scalable technology solutions aimed at creating a smarter, safer, more connected place to live. So Verizon and Urbanova have formed an agreement. Do you think the citizens of Spokane and surrounding communities voted on any of that? I ask rhetorically. Continuing, smart cities initiatives harness data and technology applications to come up with ways to improve the lives of citizens. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. For example, one application currently in testing in Spokane includes connecting sensors that detect traffic volumes and dim streetlights when volumes are low to save energy. I can't see a problem coming there a mile away at all. Urbanova, whose partners include City of Spokane, Itron, Avista, Gallup, McKinstry, and the University District Development Association and Washington State University, is working on these technology applications using University District as a testing ground. More information is found can be found on the Urbanova website, and there's a press release there the day before. Anyway, so did you catch that? City of Spokane, Itron, Avista, Gallup, McKinstry, the University District, and Washington State University. That's seven organizations represented. And then you have Urbanova and Verizon. But more importantly, no one voted. A decision was made back in 2015. By whom and why? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's not important. What's important is we're going to do all these great things, and you know it's going to be wonderful. Well, who's going to pay for it? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So on the Urbanova website, urbanova.org, let's see, projects. You click on projects, urbanova.org/projects. What do you see? A giant picture of Avista workers installing the fancy smart and connected streetlights pilot program. The pilot enables the intelligent management and control of the streetlights using Itron's OpenWay Riva Internet of Things solution. So not only is there, you know, tracking of this and that and everything, sensors for everything, but again, you know, there are the health concerns. The Wi-Fi radiation, because, you know, there is that. So, again, the Daily Mail story I mentioned in the first hour, April 10, 2018, the town facing a humanitarian crisis caused by the radiation from state-of-the-art street lamps. Residents have endured insomnia, nosebleeds, and even stillbirths, one local claims. And again, just the bullet points from the story. Mark Steele is aware of three women who lost babies since lights were installed. One local resident gave birth to a deformed child that survived just 3 hours. Research suggests light transmitters prevent healthy cell and gene expression. Such radiation has been linked to cancer, insomnia, and mental health disorders. And again, that's not news. Cancer, insomnia, and mental health disorders are known side effects since at least the 70s, and really since the 50s. Past research found Wi-Fi radiation increases the risk of miscarriages by 50%. That's fun, huh? As Dana Ashley points out in her video, other countries like China, the awful authoritarian China, they have women wearing radiation protection garments, you know, radiation protection aprons. Do we do that in America? And our standards are much lower, or our tolerances are much higher. The FCC basically will, you know, sanction anything. Best government money can buy. Last bullet point. Gateshead Council firmly denies ever having used 5G technology in lighting. Well, you know, that's a relief because, you know, I mean, obviously we'd have more stillbirths, more nosebleeds, more insomnia, more cancer and mental health disorders if it was 5G. So if it's not 5G, then I guess it's not so bad, right? Do we have to make technology that injures permanently and kills people? You know, if you did that or I did that, we'd probably end up spending time in prison. Who does that? I thought with raising awareness at the turn of the 20th century that, you know, there are certain products we shouldn't be making if you can't do that. And, you know, speaking of that, what if things like lead paint were a PSYOP? What if lead paint, the PSYOP there was, you know, we can't use lead paint anymore because then we can't peer through your walls. You know, if we want to look into your home or we want to beam this radiation into your home, and spy on you from a cell tower or a 5G totem. Lead paint really, you know, it hampers those efforts. So we can't have lead paint. But what if that? You know, why? In a society that engineers so many things that are clearly designed to be deleterious to your health, why is that a problem? You know, kind of like, I mean, when you look at the asbestos crisis, what replaces asbestos is as carcinogenic or worse than the asbestos that is being replaced. How do I know? I was an applicator at one point, and I could read the box that says that this product is a known carcinogen, and you're supposed to seal it well. Only the containment of the fiberglass is far inferior to the containment of the asbestos. That stuff was sealed up tight. Those guys, man. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of them lost their lives to health issues in the application of it. But the point is, it's replacing one cancer-causing product with another. This is what we always see. So why is lead paint such a problem? I think, you know, maybe there's more to that story. Anyway, hopefully this stuff makes sense. And this Smart Cities Initiative is happening all over the country. People are not voting on this. That's the technocratic way, though, right? Smart and connected streetlights pilot fact sheet. You can see it for yourself. I wonder if the pilot fact sheet has anything about the deleterious health effects. Nope, not a word. It sure is pretty, though. That sure is a pretty background color. And that's all that matters, right? You don't need to know. So this is happening all across the country. Anyway, I want to get to a little bit of the video that Dana Ashley put out. Everyone should watch. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long, which is kind of long. It was published October 28th, 2018. And, you know, it's the same concerns that have been mentioned, but it's a sort of, you know, the information has been siloed, I think, largely. This is one of the best videos, in my opinion, that puts together pieces of information that are otherwise sort of compartmentalized or siloed in different places and is very effective. Everyone should watch it. Like I said, this should make its way out into middle America, into the middle class, before it's too late, because like I said, we all know folks probably who have had some catastrophic event in their lives and they were going along to get along, doing the middle class thing, chasing the Joneses, because, you know, we're propagandized to do that in herd think fashion from womb to grave. And then suddenly, uh-oh, someone comes down with cancer or a brain tumor or little Johnny or Sally are at the doctor's office getting 7 or 10 or 12 shots at a time, which, you know, I mean, how could that possibly have an adverse effect and cripple someone's immune system, overwhelming it, you know, with stuff that would cause a grown man to succumb to all kinds of disease, overwhelming an infant's immune system? What could possibly go wrong? So I think we all know someone who has had those kinds of things. And like I said in the first hour, the problem is that people don't realize until it's too late. They can't seem to shake the fog. So the information needs to get out into middle America, into the middle class, so to speak. The firewall, as Mike Huckabee put it. So if we can, let's just play a little excerpt from Dana Ashley's video. Again, the title is Information You Cannot Afford to Miss. Billions were spent to ensure you do miss it, that is.
Did you know that in China, pregnant women are required to wear special shielded clothing that protects their unborn children? I didn't either. Protect them from what? This apron, commonly used by pregnant Chinese women, uses special fabric that shields the embryo from RF or microwave radiation, like the kind that comes out of your cell phone and Wi-Fi routers. Did you know that in Israel, the parliament approved a bill requiring all cell phones for sale have this label? Warning. The health ministry cautions that heavy use in carrying this device next to the body may increase the risk of cancer, especially among children. I didn't know that, nor did I know that in 2011, the World Health Organization reclassified RF radiation, or microwave radiation, as a class 2B carcinogen. That's the same category as lead. This video is probably one of the most important exposés that I've done so far because the subject matter deeply impacts every single one of us. It impacts our families, our friends, our children, and our unborn grandchildren. It's why scientists with the most experience with these microwave frequencies are saying things like this.
I think anyone who puts Wi-Fi into a school should be locked up for the rest of their life. I really do. I think they're not fit to walk on the surface of this planet because they haven't looked at the research. They don't read all of the papers as I do.
By the end of this video, you're going to know why he said that. There was a line from the George Orwell book, 1984, that said, "The people will not revolt. They will not look up from their screens long enough to notice what is happening." Are we there yet? Today, the most profound revolutionary act that you can do is to become educated on nothing less than the whole truth. You have found a video that will bring you in the know of a very deep and pervasive danger that few realize exists. And unlike fear porn, also way too pervasive today, this video will arm you with the knowledge and understanding of this technology, as well as show you the tools that you can use to shield you and your families against it. Where have you been, Dana Ashley? Hello, friends and family. I apologize for my absence, but the challenges that have kept me away are why I have so much incredible and insightful information to share with you today. So although I've been through some stuff, it was a blessing because it has brought me some truth bombs that are going to blow your mind today. You know, there was a video I did about AI that said, there is a reason why they are doing this now. This unleashing of the internet and all of these incredibly addictive techie gadgets upon us all so quickly was absolutely on purpose. They knew the addictive qualities that the technology would have on our psychology. You've seen Facebook leaders admit that they intentionally used what became triggers to dopamine responses in our brains to make us addicted to their platforms, literally.
The thought process that went into building these applications, that thought process was all about, how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while. I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. The inventors understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
It almost seems strange to watch Facebook admit to exploiting human psychology. I mean, pleading guilt to intentionally getting you addicted to their media until you realize what we're actually getting dosed with while we're getting our dopamine fixes from their technology. That is something they'll never tell you, and that is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. So to give a little background on my perspective coming into this, I, like probably most of you, I had some doubts about the complete safety of cell phones, and the microwave radiation that comes through it. So although I have used cell phones quite a while, I never really trusted them fully enough to like put them against my head, for example, for too long. I usually use speakerphone, and I've always paid extra to have like a landline put in my house as well for longer calls. But all that said, I did put some faith into what studies I assumed must have been done on RF to ensure that these devices aren't too harmful. Most of the news stories you hear about safety are always ending the same way. It's like, it could be bad, it's probably okay, the results are inconclusive. I'm probably like most of you, because I love my technology, I left it at that. So what's happened? This venture into YouTube has definitely had me researching and editing videos with my laptop on my lap many more hours a day than I was used to. And so what happened was, a couple months ago, after a year of this, I noticed that when I would sit down to work, my mind would sort of, well, first of all, I would feel fatigue, just like I wanted to go to sleep, and that's not like me. Then I felt like not just brain fog, but a complete brain wipe. I could not get my thoughts together, and that is terrifying for someone like me whose mind is always organizing my presentation. I'm always thinking of new things and making notes and adding it in. Guys, that was gone. Completely gone. So during the summer, my daughter and I actually got to go to where I grew up, first time in many years, to see my sisters and mom and dad, and there was a lot less cell phone reception there. And Wi-Fi. And so the contrast of going into that environment and then coming back here showed me sort of a difference, and it let me know, wow, you're really not doing so well on this. So I began thinking deeper about the whole thing, and I realized that I've had Wi-Fi in my house about as many years as I've been getting migraine headaches. Migraine headaches are terrible, and I would get them every 2 or 3 months, and it's literally been going on for a long time, the same number of years as I've had Wi-Fi. So that made me dig some more. Super quickly, get through this little science lesson with me, guys, because it's going to get fun after that, but you need to know this. So for those who don't already know, RF stands for radio frequencies, or specifically microwave frequencies within the radio spectrum that make up the lower part of the EMF spectrum. Now, the EMF spectrum is a continuum of all the different electromagnetic waves arranged by frequency and length. So the sun, the earth, and even you and I radiate a particular magnetic field. And don't forget, your brain works by using electrical signals to send messages. Your muscles contract because of electricity sent. And so that's why when somebody's heart stops, they get the electrical paddles. The EMTs use the electrical paddles with shock to get it working again. So it's just important to kind of keep that component in mind when you're thinking about all this. While natural light is also a part of this EMF spectrum, it's in the middle of the spectrum. The upper scale, or the ionizing EMFs, are where you're going to find the kind of radiation that most of us are familiar with being called radiation, like X-rays, gamma rays, things like that. But the lower fields, the radio fields, and specifically the microwave wavelengths, are what we're going to be discussing today. So your phone is a two-way communication device that uses non-ionizing microwave radiation to move the data. So just as do iPads, cell phones, Wi-Fi, anything smart, which really only means wireless. So these microwaves, or non-ionizing, are, especially in America, generally thought to be safe, in contrast to the ionizing radiation, which is pretty well known by now to be capable of causing cancer and damage. Which is why your dentist put that really heavy lead vest over you whenever he is x-raying your teeth. It's to protect your body from needless exposure to the x-rays, which they know can break your DNA. What your grandparents or parents may remember is that these x-rays were not always known to be harmful. They may remember, like my parents do, when shoe stores had x-ray machines in them called fluoroscopes. They would be sitting out in the lobby for the public to use freely. Apparently kids love them. My mom said that they would run to the shoe store just to stick their feet in this machine and watch their bones wiggle inside these shoes. Wow, creepy. But most doctors in the 50s said that the recreational use of these fluoroscopes was being brushed off as just fine. It was not harmful. The shoe-fitting fluoroscope is not an instrument with obviously hazardous potentialities. It has long been used, and no direct clinical evidence of harm has yet been established. So said Dr. Leon Lewis in 1950. Given that, let's keep in mind that our government-backed scientists and agencies have had a tendency to assure the public that many things were safe, only to find out quite the opposite. Think cigarettes.
Doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?"
Think DDT.
It begins with the war-born development of DDT. This diabolical weapon of modern science saved millions of humans, but killed billions of insects. Man, with this newly discovered force, has at long last gained the upper hand in our age-old struggle. But the really sure kill feature of this insect killer isn't simply that it contains DDT. It's the way that it makes sure that bugs get the DDT that's in it.
Think Agent Orange, think lead, think asbestos, the list goes on and on. So it's easy to see, with hindsight, this commercial as absurd.
See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
But I want to know, what kind of products are being sold to us now that will down the road be proven to be incredibly dangerous? I don't have to tell you guys the obvious. Even though in America we are considered so cutting edge, our health sucks. Our children are especially sick, allergic, asthmatic, anxious, autistic, hyperactive, and learning disabled. I mean, American children, 43% of them at least, probably more, suffer from at least one of 20 chronic illnesses. When I was little, people didn't carry EpiPens to school. Nobody had ADD, and autism was not even a thing. Yet today, it is everywhere, and doctors can't explain it. So why this new normal of sick kids? An unexplainable chronic illness in our people everywhere. I will show you with evidence how these issues can be simply explained with exposure to EMF fields. And for those of you right now who may be dealing with insomnia, fatigue, ringing in the ears, dizziness, headaches, nausea, heart palpitations, even nosebleeds, an inability to conceive, all these things are already directly attributable to short-term doses of RF. So even emotional and psychological disturbances like depression, anxiety, even cutting rampant in our young, these are all symptoms that are proven to be impacted, if not caused, by these RF fields. This is huge. It's not my opinion. It's not even hidden, but you do have to dig through a lot of sponsored science, and that is exactly what we will be doing today. On that point, why is the media and their slated scientists talking heads always giving us conflicting information on this topic? Why are they saying it's probably safe, and who has something to gain by leading us astray? Well, Jerry Phillips used to work conducting research for Motorola. His perspective on this is very insightful.
The radio frequency radiation work that we did was supported by Motorola. The relationship was really very cordial and very stress-free, but only up until we started generating data. These folks were very, very upset and began to talk about how are they going to handle this. What sort of spin can we put on this? What can we expect from this? Motorola began to exert more and more control over the work, telling us what to do, telling us how to write abstracts, what to say in the abstracts, what to say in the papers. This was unacceptable. I had completed our study of DNA damage, and I submitted the final report to Motorola. They simply weren't willing to accept my interpretation of my study, my knowledge of science, and tried to urge me not to publish the study. I stopped taking calls from them.
This is Dr. George Carlo. He was the chief scientist hired to oversee studies investigating the safety of cell phones and their possible relationship to creating brain tumors.
There are no studies that have been done on people who use mobile phones that provide conclusive evidence of safety.
His previous work as an epidemiologist could be considered shady when you consider that he worked for companies like Dow Chemical in their days of the Agent Orange debacle. Perhaps that past got him in the door.
We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's
First part of the second hour, we were listening to Dana Ashley's video published a couple of days ago titled Information You Cannot Afford to Miss, Billions Were Spent to Ensure You Do, and just getting interesting. I encourage everyone to listen to it. It's an hour and 15 minutes long. Really, everyone needs to hear the information and then circulate it far and wide. Again, it needs to get out into middle America. It needs to get out into the middle class and what Mike Huckabee calls the firewall, so that we can start having a discussion. We can get together on the same page and start maybe circulating this Daily Mail article, for example, in the 50 smart cities that are intended to have this kind of technology, like Spokane, Washington, and all the other cities for that matter. Because people need to know, and if we started to see these things differently and rethink what was going on, maybe we would have a change of heart when it comes to these devices, this technology. Maybe we could shake the psychological programming, the social engineering that is very pervasive. You know, drugs are very addictive, but Simon Sinek is one of the folks who has pointed out that this technology, in very plain language, this technology is social media, for example, and the dopamine feedback loop that Sean Parker admitted that Facebook engineers programmed is as addictive or more addictive than heroin. So as Simon Sinek put it, It's like handing your kids these devices is like giving them the keys to the liquor cabinet and saying, I know life is hard, here you go. Not to mention the health effects, the adverse health effects. When you understand what Dana Ashley is talking about in terms of the adverse health effects, not only will you not want to use a laptop, at least not unless it's on airplane mode, you won't want your kids using them either. If you want to have grandchildren, you won't do that. You might have had children, but in the process of using these devices, you might have sterilized your children and prevented them from having children of their own. These are the kinds of things that were, these are the implications and the possible adverse consequences that we're looking at with regard to this technology. So we'll forego the rest for now, and hopefully folks will watch. We'll probably come back to this later in this week. But for now, we'll go to the phones. By the way, before we go to the phones, just quickly, I think it begs mentioning, Dana has some great links that you can look at. You know, antennasearch.com, for example, locate your proximity to cell towers. Where to buy RF meters, she has lessemf.com as a reference, and some other references. I think for more information, two websites that I think are good, whatis5g.info is a good site, has some great links. Key issues, health, privacy, cybersecurity, environment, energy, brains and humanity, e-waste, conflict minerals, ethics, and wireless or wired, including subpages, microwave radiation and fiber optics. So examining the technology, why can't we all have this discussion? Take Action is a section, government actions, video clips of communities taking action, and blog. And there are a number of news articles that are linked there as well. So again, that's whatis5g.info. Another good site is 05g.com. There's an article that disappeared over the Palm Beach Daily News. The headline was official, Palm Beach exempt from 5G wireless law. 5G legislation would be an quote unquote aesthetic disaster. Remember what I said? It's been legalized to install this technology on the basis of aesthetics. But to object to it for health reasons is against the law. It's illegal, if you can imagine such a thing. So last May, this article was published over at the Palm Beach Daily News, and it evaporated. It's not there anymore. But it's one of the articles preserved over at 05g.com. Interestingly, two things. So first of all, you know, you wonder, it's an aesthetic disaster. Who cares? Well, that's the only basis on which you can object. And the other curious fact, what's in Palm Beach, among other things? What? Mar-a-Lago. What a coincidence. So that's an interesting article. And when you start to, I mean, you can object on aesthetics. Who are these crazy technocrats who think they're going to re-engineer the world better than God has made it? It's just psychotic. To the phones we go. Renee in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. You know, we need to remember that government employees have a conflict of interest. Peace is bad for business, okay? And bad for them to be able to grab more power. You know, these government employees have gold-plated health care and retirement plans, where all they have to do is, you know, get more money out of us, and they're taken care of. You know, the thing is, there's a lot of subjects that have gone down the memory hole. You know, Ron Paul, what was that sign on his desk? Don't steal, the government hates competition. You know, that showed, like, who the problem was, but there were a couple of subjects he would not touch. And, see, I think this is key. I thought when I first heard about the comprehensive annual financial reports, I thought, those people are crazy. Yeah. And I'm going to prove it. And I went to the library, and sure enough, asked the librarian for those comprehensive annual financial reports, and she took them from the behind the counter, gave them to me. I went and sat down with them and the copy machine, and oh, my God, was that an eye-opener. This is so key. But who talks about that anymore? Maybe now and then Clint Richardson?
I've mentioned it. You know, we should give Walter Burian 1,000 thanks for shining a bright light on that, because I think he was the loudest voice to my recollection.
Yeah, him too. But see, we don't hear from those people anymore. Instead, mostly what we get, and like I say, you're one of the best ones, because I'm not really talking to you. What do we hear mostly now? Fox and Limbaugh talking, right-wing talking points. Is where a lot of the stuff we don't hear, but the CAFR, you know, nobody's hardly talking about that anymore. Which I could say, if people ever caught on to that, let me tell you, we'd have them on the run. And so the thing is, I just don't think, because the Fox and Limbaugh talking points are part of the divide and conquer right-left paradigm. And to hear so many people sounding like them instead of talking about the true stuff that could help us, like the CAFR. And, you know, even people don't even hardly talk about 911 anymore, except maybe a little bit on 9/11 once a year. You know, so the thing is, I just feel that in so many ways we've been diverted. And this is where you and I kind of differ. See, I do think we can afford a lot of things for the people, because to me, Gaddafi proved that. Okay, the thing is, if we had, and see, the CAFRs proved that too. The CAFRs and Gaddafi, you add those two things together, and you have to realize, if Gaddafi was able to do it, the poorest country in Africa, and then all the money they're hiding from us by lying to us with that double set of books, how many hundreds of millions of people over the last century, probably, lives who have been living in poverty, who did not have to, okay, who suffered, who went around without medical care. When people don't realize, a lot of these people on the right who claim to be about, oh, I care about life, I'm pro-life. When you are denying people decent food, medical care, and shelter, and everything else, the thing is, that is a form of passive genocide with plausible deniability. Really, there are hundreds of thousands of people dying, okay, because they do not have the necessities of life, because we're spending so much on the military-industrial complex to kill people. Our politicians and government employees are going along with this, okay, because they're not worried. They're not stressed out, worried about saving for retirement or be going broke if somebody in their family gets sick, because they've got gold-plated health care and retirement. So they're like the house slaves going along with Massa, because they're fine. You see? So the thing is, I disagree on some talking points of the right, because like I said, when I think about the CAFRs, and the military-industrial complex, all the money that goes there, and what Gaddafi did with the poorest country in Africa, and we're supposed to be the richest. The thing is, my God, what kind of quality of life so many people, and how much suffering has there been unnecessary because of all this? This is one of the greatest evils ever committed in the history of mankind. And like you said, so the thing is, I get upset when I hear people just doing divide and conquer talking points and worried about what the brown people at the border.
I agree. That's why we don't do that on this podcast.
If the enemy is within, it's your own kind in this country who have screwed you over the most. And I know this personally, okay?
Right, and that is kind of a tie-in to the subject matter that we're dealing with here. So we're going to get back on track.
You know?
I appreciate it. Yeah. That's why we don't do the divide and conquer thing on this broadcast. I agree. And again, you know, the information that we're talking about today needs to get out far and wide into the middle of America, into the middle class. And the faster we can do that, the faster we can, I think, avert the kind of crisis that you're talking about, or maybe, you know, roll back the tyranny a little bit. Anyway, I appreciate the call, Renee, as always. Thank you. Yeah, you know, again, I mean, the subject matter, just to kind of circle back around, I'm going to say it again. I think everybody needs to watch the video that Dana Ashley put out a couple of days ago, Information You Cannot Afford to Miss. Billions were spent to ensure you do. You do miss the information, that is. And, you know, again, I mean, I talked about Vance Packard, the hidden persuaders, and didn't really get back to some of the points that I was going to mention in there. But hopefully it makes sense. This manipulation, this psychological manipulation and social engineering effort that has been ongoing for decades in this society that gets people to believe that right is wrong, essentially, and wrong is right, is really kind of the foundational basis for all of this technology. If we could just get our heads screwed on a little bit straighter, we would see that the sales pitch is it's a very thin veneer, and this technology is very harmful. And I encourage you to watch the video and then take action. Do some of the 9 things that she talks about just in your own home. I mean, if you haven't already, unplug all of your stuff at night. Turn all of – if your device is on – for example, some people use their cell phone as an alarm clock. Put it on airplane mode. If you don't have – you know, if you're not some person that is on emergency, you know, on-call status or something, if you can, put it on airplane mode and use it as an alarm clock if you must. Don't if you can absolutely avoid it. But unplug whatever you can. Turn off the Wi-Fi. Turn off all of the devices. Unplug them. And see if you don't get the best night's sleep you've had in a long time. And see if you don't feel better the next morning. Because as Dana Ashley points out, the melatonin isn't just helping you sleep. It's also basically rebuilding the building blocks of your body. It is a cancer disruptor, if you will. Your body's own natural cancer fighting agent. You know? So hopefully that makes sense. Back to the phones. Paul in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
Chris, you might remember from the news about 6 months or so ago, there was news out of the American embassy in Cuba, and at first it was assumed that they were getting attacked by the Russians, as always, with some kind of sonic or
the woodpecker again.
Beam weapon.
The return of the woodpecker.
But then later on it turned out that actually they sent in a crew, well, probably with something like antenna, spectrum analyzer, and they evaluated the place. And they found that it was just an assortment of sort of electronic noise, and sometimes the noise when two signals are in a similar frequency band or one that is divided by an equal number, they can cause a harmonic. It's kind of like when you get a pleasant musical chord, it can be a harmonic. And then you get, because of that, increased amplitude at those waves or those points on the waves. But anyway, for any aspiring potential entrepreneurs out there that would be a great business is just to do household evaluations, and you come in with a crew and a spectrum analyzer, and you basically
I agree. Honestly, I was thinking about that. It sounds silly, kind of. You know, it's like, I mean, I think of it like these apps that you see, you know, the anti-bullying apps, you know. Mm-hmm. The bully child can have an app on his phone. That's never going to happen. And that way, you know, he can't text this word or that word or this phrase or that phrase to whatever kid. First of all, why is your child communicating with this person? I mean, that doesn't make sense. So to your point, you know, I think of this stuff in the same way. But no, you're right. I mean, we've been lulled to sleep, and unless you go out with like an RF meter and run it over stuff, and that's exactly what happens. You know, like you're talking about with the embassy in Cuba. If you have a spectrum analyzer and you can basically hear the woodpecker, so to speak. I mean, woodpecker was bad. But this Wi-Fi stuff is like 100 times faster. And what that sound is, folks, when you hear it, it's the woodpecker pecking on your DNA, destroying your DNA. And 5G is 1,000 times worse. It's like having a jackhammer on your DNA constantly. And so I think you're right. I think it is. It could be an emerging niche market.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a service industry where you go around, and actually that'll be very big among corporations, especially those with a lot of equipment and their electrical equipment, because you want to avoid your employees getting sick. So
hey,
that could be
you know
a big
what?
Earner. And then you write a report about it when you're done.
We were talking about the shirts. What if you do that? You know, here is the spectrum. I mean, I was joking about the Wi-Fi shirt last time we talked. What if the shirt had a you know, like a red, you know, like a, what do you call it? Into red line sort of spectrum, you know, where this is the harmful spectrum and everywhere you go, it's in the red.
Well, the problem there is, well, I'm used to the old school spectrum analyzers, and back in those days, they'd cost $30,000. The price has gone down significantly. I think you can get them now about $1,000 or $2,000. You could probably get a used one for less. But there's a lot of factors concerning even that, like where you place it, what kind of antenna, the sensitivity, all these other factors, and also where the band goes up to and down from. But my point is that, you know, a lot, and by the way, I'm a skeptic on some of this because to me, the issue is it could be an amplitude issue, not a frequency issue, you know. And so I need to read more data. I'll probably, you know, I've been hearing about this for a while. And for those people who are going to present the issue, I think it would it behooves them to not have some, you know, technical awareness about amplitude, about the inverse square law, right, which, as you know, is if you step away from a radiation source, as you get further away from it, the amplitude drops off significantly. And so then it's going to be a lot safer. Now, just to let you know, when I bought my house and I moved in, you know, I had a one-year-old. So I bought a cheap little Gauss meter for about $60. And I went around the house just to evaluate the electromagnetic field, particularly around my son's bedroom, to make sure he wasn't getting blasted by the wire inside the wall, you know, that'll go, and that EMF will go right through the sheetrock without a problem. And generally, that there was no really outstanding Gauss to measure there. However, it was interesting because, you know, in the back of my TV, I read high levels of the Gauss meter, and the highest reading I got was when I turned on the vacuum cleaner.
Huh.
So, you know, because it's going to have a transformer on it. Where, you know, and generally the thing, transformers are going to generate, because of the current going through it, you're going to get a larger field. And so that's where you're going to have more of an electromagnetic field. So I think this is somewhat scientific type stuff for the layman.
Well, okay, and, so bringing it back, though, like you said, you know, not having quite that, you know, being more of a layman, not being that sophisticated. To circle back around to that point, for the folks that are EMF sensitive, what Dana calls the canaries in the coal mine, basically, on this issue, who have an extreme sensitivity to it, to your point about that, that EMF spectrum, they'll tell you that it feels like they're being pulsed, you know, like it's a surge, like an on-off kind of thing. There's like a kind of like they're being shocked in rapid succession. So a contracting of the muscles and a releasing and just a constant, you know, pulsing. which is, I guess, the physical experience counterpart to the more technical explanation that you give.
But it would be interesting for people who claim they suffer from that to put them in just a room and then test them, you know, or, you know, if they go out to the countryside or go camping. But then many of these things could be semi-psychosomatic, and that's the problem without having a control group and doing the real science on this, whether they really are sensitive or they're just working themselves up into it, you know, without doing the proper control group and proper scientific method.
Well, I won't say that I've done any research of my own or that I've really studied any data, but I know that there are folks that I have heard who are extremely sensitive and who have, you know, who have experienced some very severe physiological symptoms, who have gone to extreme measures, including going out into the country. And there's that, where is that area? Is it, I think, gosh, I forget exactly where it is, but you know, it's a place where folks like that gather, and they say that it helps reduce the effects, even though, you know, again, I mean, so that part of the difficulty there is that research back into at least the 70s tells us that the effects are cumulative. So how do you differentiate between what's cumulative and what's psychosomatic? I don't know.
Well, that's the difficulty of tackling this issue. And as I said, you know, the woman might think she's getting bombarded by the high-frequency stuff from her wireless devices. But then it could be she goes to bed, and right through her sheetrock, there's an AC cord, you know, or the inside the wiring in the house, is going right by her head and straight to her alarm clock.
Right, or the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Or the, yeah, absolutely.
So it's a tricky issue. It's very, you know, semi-complicated. Even I would have to talk to a real professional about, you know, if I got a spectrum analyzer and wanted to test it around my house, you know, these things are known to be flaky, you know, and so it's, I think it's kind of tricky. But nonetheless, I think it couldn't hurt to at least do the research and evaluate.
Absolutely. And doesn't it behoove us to do that, especially if our own health, our children's health, and grandchildren's health is in the balance? I mean, I think it does.
Yeah, and by the way, why do the signals have to go through the air? If you have a coax cable, or better still, even better, fiber optic cable. If you run a fiber optic cable, it's not going to put out EMF at all, and then run that straight to your router and don't have it wireless. How hard is that?
Right, and again, what is 5G.info has some good information on that. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. I think the bottom line, in my humble estimation, is watch Dana's video, and then, like I said, unplug your stuff, folks, if you haven't, and see if you don't have the best night's sleep you've ever had, and then decide what that means for yourself. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.